Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. And we have Matthew Deagle, my oldest son, who's brilliant. Speaks, I think, 6 languages, isn't it, Matthew? You're an expert on biblical astrology, on natural medicine, oriental medicine. In fact, I think you'll be completing your training in the next while in naturopathy and oriental and functional medicine. And you have a lot of knowledge about psychology and group behavior. In fact, one of the things you do in consulting, your website is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com. It's biblical, just like the sting of the scorpion biblical astrology we talked about with Jonathan Gray. The astrological signs, because we live in a hologram, and the holographic universe we live in actually has specific symbology and numerology that is very important. So, Matthew, we continue to...
A lot of this stuff is just... I study some of this alternative stuff, but I'm always wary of the influence of the New Age type stuff and the religions in general, because they all have this perversion and degeneration of what's called 666 in them. And that also includes the Christianity, Islam, Judaism, these religions. Yeah. That's why we see such perverse behavior by the Catholic clergy, for example. Like, they keep on getting caught sexually abusing children and women. And they've been doing this for ages. Same thing with the Jews have all sorts of sex abuse going on in their Orthodox Jewish communities. Muslims even openly try to condone things like sex slavery or rape. You know, it's because of 666, which is the masculine degenerate, which has often been behind, in contrast to what you'll actually find in Bible or Quran or teachings of the prophets. You'll find teachings of these religious cult leaders that are very egregious heresy. And one area of this which started us on the path to where we are now is their sexual teachings, right? Their teachings about sexual morality, so-called, which is often part of what led us to where we are now. Now, of course, we observe, for example, that there's notorious homosexuality in the Catholic Church, homosexuality in most of the Muslim countries as well, particularly the most religious ones like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, Afghanistan. There's rampant homosexuality, and supposedly Muhammad condemned homosexuality, but they practice homosexuality. Meanwhile, this is a pattern we often see, where they practice all sorts of male perversions and then focus all their moral energy on trying to restrict and control women and saying that women have to be chaste and virginal, women have to be modest, women have to not pursue lust or venereal pleasure, when really that's all just wasted energy and a distraction from their own negative tendencies. Because generally, from all of our psychological surveys we've done, women are much less promiscuous than men and much less deviant than men. The vast majority of people with sexual fetishes are men. The vast majority of sex criminals and rapists are men. The vast majority of highly promiscuous people are men. And in fact, the most promiscuous group of people that there is male homosexuals. And yet this is what we see constantly being tolerated by these supposed moral preachers in places like Saudi Arabia and the Vatican.
Well, in Afghanistan, if it's sex... I talked to troops, by the way, in Afghanistan. They said they had young boys, prepubertal, were strapped by chains to beds.
Well, yeah,
as sex objects.
Right? They have pederasty there, still just like in ancient Greece or Persia.
Right.
But even more than that, though, homosexuality in general is out of control in the Arab world. It has been for ages. It's been known to homosexual travelers for ages. They can go to the Middle East and there's men with men all over the place. There still are in Saudi Arabia. And at the same time, this is a country where they just granted women the right to drive a car, where women all have to cover up in these ridiculous outfits to be modest, even though it's not women who commit sex crimes. It's not women who are promiscuous. Now, as I've said before in the last program, I discussed degenerate women or whores who are very perverse. But remember, their perversion is oriented away from normal sexuality and towards sadism and stuff like that. And they're a product, okay? They're a product of these kinds of teachings. That's why you see Muslim women enforcing hijab wearing, because that's part of the avoidant personality of a degenerate woman. and always a degenerate woman is not a product of nature, but is the product of being trained to be degenerate by degenerate men.
Right.
Men are the ones who are born deviant, born unusual and abnormal, and then women adopt these teachings about shame and guilt and sexual lust and so forth, and become sadists in place of having natural love. The idea being that in the sick minds of these perverts in control of the religions, they can be made into prostitutes who will do things they don't enjoy, that please the men, but don't please them. And I want to talk about some things that are going on now in our culture in regard to this. As I clearly said, you have human nature, which these religions also are heretically always condemning, saying there's an original sin, that natural man is bad. The fact of the matter is that the human nature is what's good, and it's degeneration from that nature that's represented as sin or as the forbidden fruit. Degeneration from human nature and not the good human nature itself. In particular, the nature of a woman, because women are very close to average compared to men. They have much less variation than men, much less, smaller standard deviation from the norm. So that means that for any trait, women are closer to average and normal, whereas men are more unusual, more deviant. Therefore,
right.
In particular, the natural desire and love of a woman, it represents the good human nature, right? Now, they say the opposite, that the woman is the source of sin and lust, and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and all this. It's not the truth, right? The truth is that generally the most perverted and abnormal people are men. And then women become like this because they believe in the lies of degenerate men and make them, and they then habitually do things that their good nature does not enjoy, attempting to be manlike, for example, attempting to behave in ways that only a man naturally enjoys, getting involved in competitive sports, having a single-minded, toilsome career rather than having a lot of different interests, and doing things generally that a woman is not going to be satisfied by, as a supposed way of liberating themselves, which is just another trick to get women to become prostitutes. And what I mean by that, right, prostitute means you habitually do things that you don't naturally enjoy. Because what you naturally are satisfied by is what ensures your survival as a being. And part of this is the so-called sexual revolution. Right, the sexual revolution is really mostly a perversion extravaganza. It's essentially that since the sexual revolution, degenerate and perverse sexuality, which is inherently dissatisfying to human nature, is now promoted as being normal and is allowed to the point that it's glorified and made into a saintly type of lifestyle. Like, so, for example, as I said, male homosexuality, right? Male homosexuals are degenerates that are in a state of mind similar to that of a female mammal in estrus, where they can't get enough sex. They're never satisfied with just a few partners. They always want to have as many as possible. This is why they are responsible for spreading diseases like HIV, because they're extremely promiscuous. And the reason why they're promiscuous is because it's part of the mental illness of homosexuality to be extremely promiscuous. To the point
right.
that survey after survey shows that the average gay man has had between 50 and 1,000 partners in his lifetime.
Wow.
In some cases, they have dozens per year. And most of these sexual encounters are with people that they barely know or even totally strangers, random strangers. So this kind of behavior, right, is obviously dangerous, but is glorified and made a virtue since our sexual revolution, so-called. And at this point now, we're at a place where they're taking down a bunch of different YouTube channels because Steve Crowder insulted some gay journalist from Vox, who, by the way, I'm pretty sure most of the jokes they were making about him were based on the fact that he mentions being gay every 5 minutes, right? He mentions being, as he calls it, queer every 5 minutes, and that's why it's funny to them. They're comedians, right? They're a comedy talk show. but they're being presented as being extreme far right or something like that, because this guy feels entitled to getting YouTube to get all upset over his hysteria.
These media need to start being delicensed or being sued. And they have protection that ordinarily magazines wouldn't have protection.
I think Trump's going to do it. The point here is that part of this also is narcissism, right? Part of sexual perversion in general is narcissism, because such a person doesn't have a normal self-image and is always craving more false love. It's related to the promiscuity, right? So such a homosexual man in general is some kind of narcissist. And in this case, we see the guy is malignantly narcissistic. He's insisting on everybody paying attention to him, and big corporations being worried about him getting mocked by his opponents on YouTube in the comment section, right? I mean, it's very silly. And corporations increasingly succumb to this out of fear of lawsuits. They succumb to what is really mental illness of a person who is narcissistic and who engages in dangerous levels of promiscuity with really no end to it. There's the thing is that we've made these degenerate states of mind into a kind of virtue or glorified subculture, but really it's not something that ever resolves. It's not something that finds a reasonable limit that satisfies it. And part of what's been going on here is that we have ourselves now adopted all sorts of behaviors that amount to a kind of prostitution against our nature. And this is why it's called the Whore of Babylon, right? Because the average woman now is encouraged to become a kind of prostitute, and that she habitually does things she does not love or naturally enjoy in order to pursue false expectations and false fear, guilt, anxiety, or simply a false reward and a narcissistic sense of self based on behaving like a man.
Well, it's actually destroying, it destroys not only the femininity, which is the center point of our society built on families, it also destroys the best part of human nature, which is the feminine side, and it destroys the family so that the state becomes the parent. That's how bad this is.
What it's doing is destroying the self-love or self-worth of women, such that they habitually become sadists and masochists that do things they do not enjoy, and consider this to be rewarding because it gains them some level of power and control or a false sense of success. The reality of it, though, is that it just destroys your psyche, you see. But the reason why it's like this is because narcissistic men have all along, since the traditional religion, have all along idealized woman as a masculinized prostitute and have hated femininity.
Yeah, that's why that's why they try to convert women to the Queen of Heaven, to basically a whore, a whore in the ancient religions, right?
That is the nature of 666, right? 666, the degenerate man, like Muslims, for example, hate the natural state of women because they're psychopaths, and to them, whatever is passive, including woman, is aversive. So they are highly averse to whatever is passive and inactive. That's why they're so easily bored. They're always looking for stimulation. It's the same thing with gays, right? Gays are a kind of psychopath or narcissist, and they're always seeking stimulation, even if that stimulation may lead to their death, like getting high on drugs and having orgies, right? And here's something else I want to say about this, right, is that this is also what is referred to as sodomy, right? Sodomy means the sexual behavior characteristic of Sodom and Gomorrah, which is mass prostitution and linked to homosexuality. But the particular sex act of sodomy, we can talk about here in a second after the break. I want to discuss how this is also leading to this state of women habitually doing what they
enjoy. This is partly the state trying to take over reproduction by destroying women, destroying normal relations and the normal nature of men and women so they can become the legal and the cybernetic parent of the state, right?
Yeah.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Now, Matthew, your expose of this is very important because people don't understand the multi-pronged destruction of society is not just cyber technology like China and so on and AI or the tentacles of the New World Order through Facebook and Twitter and Amazon that want to deliver packages. It's destruction of the family. It's destruction of normal sexual relationships and the roles of males.
Yeah, I mean, this is the final consequences of many, many centuries of lies by religious heretics like Catholic Church, Muslims, Jews, etc. All right. These different groups of degenerate, power-hungry men who commonly are sexual perverts as a result of their degeneration. So that's why, for example, Muslims claim that ma malakat aminukum, which means that you can have a sex slave, right? They take this to mean that the Quran recommends that you can have a sex slave, which is not true, but this is how they interpret it.
Well, you can go to a Muslim cleric and get actually in a dispensation to have a 2-hour sole temporary marriage to a prostitute.
Well, that's in Shia Islam, yeah, not in Sunni. But the thing is that you can also find, if you look at the Bible or the Quran, in Genesis it says that in ancient times, when a woman wore a veil, that was a sign she was a prostitute, right? You can find that,
right.
I think, in Genesis 40. Well, same thing you can find, it says in the books of Moses, that mutilation of the genitalia would exclude you from the covenant. So circumcision, and especially female genital mutilation, as commonly practiced in, like, Somalia, is against the Bible, and it's therefore against the Quran as well.
Right.
Yet they're practicing these things. Why? Well, that in particular comes from the sadist whore mentality, which is what a woman becomes when she habitually, masochistically does things she doesn't enjoy. And I want to explain how. Part of this, it already began with the religions, because in any species, it's the female that limits reproduction. The male is always seeking to have as many offspring as possible. It's the female that limits reproduction. That's why labor is so aversive for a woman. It's painful. She has to go through 9 months of pregnancy,
right,
which is supposed to prevent her from having too many offspring. Now, the world is highly overpopulated because these religions have told women to have as many offspring as possible until they become sterile. And this is a kind of prostitution, right? Now, I want to talk about something else that I was saying before the break, is that the actual, remember, this, where we are now, is effectively the actual nature of sodomy, right? Which means mass prostitution. This was already the will and the ideal of the leaders of Christianity and Islam for centuries, because they're very power hungry and they want to have as many slaves as possible. They tell you that in the Catholic Church, for example, they say that the purpose of sex is procreative and unitive. The purpose of sex is not to fulfill love, in other words, but in their mind, is just to produce more servants of their Catholic Church. Same thing with Muslims. Look at how much they breed. They openly use breeding as a weapon against other nations as they invade them. This is very, very dangerous and irresponsible now, because the world has about four times as many people as it can sustain, and that is leading to catastrophes in places like South Asia.
By the way, the carrying capacity of the Earth is going to drop dramatically if the Green Agenda comes in, because if you go back to 1750, the Earth can only support about 500 million people. So in other words, argue about what the carrying capacity of the planet, you can't go back to a pre-industrial age and support the current population, can you?
Well, it's especially places like South Asia and Africa, right? I mean, Bangladesh, the entire country is threatened by rising sea levels. And all of South Asia and Africa is extremely overpopulated. You know, some places are less than others, but some places are extremely overpopulated now. And that means that what Muslims are doing, overbreeding, is a crime against nature. And likely they will face severe punishment for it, because nature isn't just some blind entity of mindless natural forces. It's the Logos, or the actual God, or what they would call Allah, is in charge of nature, and that's the laws of nature. You can't disobey them forever without consequences. It's the same thing with things like homosexuality, right? You can't disobey the laws of nature forever without things arising that are deadly to mankind, like HIV. I also want to discuss here how the Catholic Church enabled this, as did Muslims, with their heresies about what sodomy means. That sodomy, in particular, is related to sex acts that are not reinforcing naturally to humans, and in particular to the human woman, which are then performed either heterosexually or homosexually. And in particular, the main characteristic sex act in ancient times of prostitutes and homosexuals is oral sex, or fellatio, which is now extremely common in the modern world and promoted by pornography, promoted by the media, and by false scientific sexological studies. But in general, the reason why is that whatever is aversive, right, you have different body parts that are either aversive or reinforcing. That means that that body part is either more likely to sense disgust or pleasure. And the mouth and face of a woman experiences disgust rather than pleasure. I mean, that when a woman performs oral sex, she does not enjoy it, so she's performing an act of prostitution against true love. The reason why this is aversive to her, as we now know, is because oral sex is the main way that HPV and other viruses are transmitted. Even among right. gays, the main homosexual act is not anal sex, it's oral sex. 80% of gay sexual encounters are fellatio, and they do this with random strangers in large, large numbers. That's the reason why gays have so many STDs, because the combination of promiscuity and oral sex. It's the same thing applies to cunnilingus. That is oral sex on a woman. This also is a major cause of HPV infections and throat cancer for men. Recently, there was a study about Marsha Cross, an article about Marsha Cross got anal cancer from her husband who had throat cancer from HPV, implying, again, oral anal contact. That is because, in general, in humans, right, unlike in, say, dogs or other mammals, humans' mouth is not designed to contact the genitals or the excretive organs. If it does, there's a high risk of transmission of viruses that then infect your oral mucosa or your throat. This is why sodomy in reality and in ancient times, back when also veiling was associated with prostitution, was mainly linked to oral intercourse. This is why the ancient Romans regarded it as taboo. Nowadays, people have been led to believe the opposite, that sodomy is somehow related to frustration of procreative instinct and therefore to anal intercourse. This is not true at all. And in fact, going by the law of nature, that what is reinforcing to a woman is something that's permissible, but what is not is something which is deadly. Many women suffer from vaginismus, which is spasm of the vagina. They cannot be vaginally penetrated. Dyspareunia, pain during vaginal intercourse. And vulvodynia, burning, itching pain during intercourse. Why? Because, again, the female human is developed to resist reproduction and to reduce the number of offspring to a small number, and therefore to reproduce out of necessity. And therefore, it's actually the opposite of what the religions and some other people are teaching, that heterosexual anal intercourse is the proper mode of preventing procreation and is more likely to be enjoyed by a woman than vaginal intercourse is, in contrast, because of all these problems like urinary tract infections and pain during intercourse, etc. Why? Because the vulva is aversive. Same thing with even the clitoris, not the main source of orgasm for a woman. It is aversive, and therefore it's comparable to how you can force a man to orgasm through prostate stimulation. It is not the most pleasant way. Women are mostly pleased by penetration, and the vulva being penetrated is aversive. So women are generally pushed by nature toward anal intercourse and not vaginal intercourse. And this is a part of the problem why we have overpopulation, because the Catholic Church and the Muslims have taught that anal intercourse is sodomy while practicing the actual sodomy, which is homosexual fellatio. And now it's promoted among heterosexuals as well. to the point that something like 75-80% of couples now engage in acts, dog-like sexual acts of fellatio, analingus, and cunnilingus, all of which are major sources of the spread of disease, and which are not pleasant for a woman to perform in general because a woman's mouth senses disgust.
So man, it sounds like you're saying this a lot. So basically what you're saying
this is part of the reason why women are being pushed into prostitution, because you get used to the habit of doing things you don't enjoy through things like...
Okay, I want to raise another issue for you, because the abortion issue is something going on in 2019. Let's say we move forward to
blame. Right? Abortion should not be necessary.
I know, but...
Abortion shouldn't be necessary because... But the reason why women are having abortions...
I agree, we should have some... A valve or some other. Let me finish my statement. Let me throw something out here. 20 years from now, let's say the globalists have won, and wild reproduction is illegal, and now they can control reproduction. They can even do a polar body exclusion of genetics of people they don't want to be born. So, in other words, Planned Parenthood might actually finish.
I don't know what they
want to
do.
Let me just throw this out.
Most
so, Planned Parenthood down the road, let me finish. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood 20 years from now, right, mm-hmm. might then be the place where the state allows reproduction of people that are licensed. Where I see things going is the state's taking over more and more control.
Knows? I mean, the point is that all along these people have been trying to push out of control reproduction as well as dysgenics, right? They're not eugenicists. They like having large numbers of very stupid people. That's why they're encouraging mass immigration from overpopulated third world countries, where the average IQ is around 85, because they like to have lots of stupid, degenerate slaves. But I'm telling you also that the sexual morality taught by the Muslims and the Catholic Church is not the true sexual morality and is the total opposite, because the true sexual morality is about limiting your number of offspring, and that basically whatever is naturally aversive to a woman has to be avoided except for out of necessity, and whatever is totally aversive or worthless has to be avoided altogether, such as oral sex should be avoided altogether, and therefore also vaginal intercourse should only take place in a marriage for the purpose of procreation and not for pleasure. You shouldn't be having a one-night stand with vaginal intercourse. The woman, because humans have no conspicuous estrous cycle and therefore are seeking sex for pleasure, if a woman wants to have sex for pleasure, she has to have anal intercourse and not vaginal intercourse because of the risks carried by vaginal intercourse. This is the opposite is taught.
Well, that's
by
an
the
interesting
religion.
Theory. Matt, here's
the
something I want to say.
Taught by the religion because they want maximum slaves. They want as many slaves as possible. And they like orphans, right? The Catholic Church runs orphanages where they abuse children.
Okay, well,
the abortion is one side of it, and the other side is them. And they're both degenerate.
Matt, I want to see a polarization. We have a polarization of the issue now. A number of states have passed various laws on abortion, all the way from... I think Alabama actually totally banning it to others at 6 or 8 weeks where they can have a heartbeat.
Well, I mean, they can do that, but the thing is that, the reason why abortion's happening to begin with, right, is because, first of all, we have this false moral that somehow having a baby when you're a teenager is bad. Even though you can put it up for adoption, somehow this is going to ruin your life, and you need to have a career and be manlike instead of being a woman, instead of satisfying your feminine instinct to procreate, which begins when we have menarche around age 13. Then we also have the age of consent set arbitrarily at 18 for women, when women do not require maturity to become a mother. They just have to be fertile. And in fact, the risks of having a baby increase as they get older. There's much more risk of birth defects and complications at age 30 than at age 15. And yet at the same time, we're telling them they need to abort the children that are probably the most healthy. It's totally insane.
Let me tell you some biology here, Matt, to fill you in on what you're saying here. There's a hormone called oxytocin. And when you have an abortion, it actually lowers oxytocin response when you get a later pregnancy and bonding to your husband or your child. So it actually makes families more breakable. So in other words, it damages the ability of a mother to bond to her child, a future child, or if she has Asherman syndrome, to even have a normal placental implantation.
Lots of stuff happens because of this nonsense culture and morality, and it's out of control at this point. We now glorify vice, and we consider human nature to be vice.
Absolutely. Things are way out of control. We're at the point now where I think, honestly, there's no excuse for our civilization. We're actually at a terminal point, aren't we? CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want CardiVascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've done a good dissertation. I want to talk about some kind of current issues. Right now, we're teetering toward a military conflict with Russia and China. We're teetering toward a biological generation of what I call cyborgs and genetic engineered humans. Mm-hmm. We're heading toward a artificial intelligence where the Internet of Things and 5G network is going to actually consume the human race.
I call it artificial unintelligence, because you look at the AI system that's going through YouTube and deleting videos, and what is it doing? It's taking down videos by history teachers that discuss the history of Nazi Germany because of the Nazi association. It's not very intelligent, right? The AI that they're using is, I mean, I guess...
Well, the algorithms are often not even...
It's a good virtual SJW mob, right? I mean,
right.
It's stupid and shallow, just like they are. But I want to discuss a little more about the phenomenon of psychosexual degeneration and what has been going on since the sexual revolution. Remember, I was discussing how perverse sexual acts that are usually associated with homosexuals and prostitutes, particularly oral sex, has become common, as well as casual sex has become common, right? Casual sex.
Slow down a bit. Let me ask you a question so we have a dialogue. What are the consequences? Yes. You've done about two segments now on this. What's going to happen to our civilization when the family is destroyed, which is already happening?
This is the consequence, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the consequences are that women are trained to get rid of love and therefore not to do things that they enjoy, that they're naturally reinforced to do by their nature. That instead, they are trained to habitually do things they do not enjoy to pursue a false hope of some kind of false success or false admiration. Therefore, they become narcissists who do not have any self-worth. So they participate in man-like activities, like a single-minded full-time job career, or single-minded education, rather than the normal attitude of women toward education, which is more diverse and less career-oriented. They participate in competitive sports, also about seeking a man-like success, something which women are never as good at as men. You look at these transgenders going to female sports and they destroy the competition, even though they're mediocre athletes in men's sports. So in other words, it's a lie, right? You cannot be putting your daughter up to the expectations of being a man. She should be able to follow her own nature and fulfill true love instead of being a man. Now, part of this is the sexual revolution, because it teaches things like casual sex and perverse sexual acts that women don't enjoy. Being in particular, as I said, oral sex, fellatio. Women do not enjoy performing fellatio because they have a much more aversive sense of smell and taste than men do. Now, at the same time, we have casual sex, right? Surveys show that something between 10 and 15% of women even orgasm during casual sex encounters. So why are they doing it? Why are they engaging in casual sex, drunken nights out, and having sex with men when they're not even enjoying it? Why are they doing it? And I think they're fulfilling some ulterior need. They're seeking out someone to prey upon for their resources, like a prostitute, or they are fulfilling some emotional need for self-worth because they have such little self-worth now because of our disgusting anti-woman culture. Right? Fundamentally, this is a very misogynistic culture because we don't value feminine things. We want girls to be straight-A students and career women and athletes, which is all stuff that men do, right? Men enjoy work. Women do not enjoy productive work for its own sake. They enjoy experience and variety. They do not enjoy just working at one thing tiresomely or repetitively as a drudge, right? Men naturally do. So fundamentally, this is why men's hobbies are all stuff that you do, like wood carving and working on cars and sports, because men enjoy doing things, women enjoy experiencing things. but you're essentially blocking them from even pursuing that. You're blocking them from enjoying anything aesthetic or hedonistic, which a woman naturally enjoys.
Do you think the psychologists already knew this in advance when they're destroying the normal sexual roles?
Even their sexuality is masculinized, right? They're expected to have a masculine type sexual behavior, engaging in promiscuous casual sex, which doesn't even satisfy women, and engaging in sex acts that don't satisfy women. Fundamentally, what it is a kind of prostitution. That's the great whore, you see?
Right.
That's the whore of Babylon.
We got a couple more minutes left. Let me stop you for a second and just ask a quick few questions. You mentioned this last week. We have the rise in America and the West, including Europe, of the whore Babylon, of destruction of the female role, and the wonderfulness of both being females, the center of the family. We also have destroyed and emasculated males. In fact, last night I saw the movie, Rocket Man, about Elton John. Now, this man reached a final crisis where he had hated himself so much he tried to kill himself. And eventually he became sober. But the fact is that it showed at the end of the movie, it showed him and his husband, I guess they call it, which is ridiculous, adopted two children. What I see happening is the destruction of the family is being promulgated by globalists and by the state.
Gay marriage to begin with is ridiculous because of the promiscuity of gays, right? None of them are loyal to their spouses. But I want to get into something else. Even the traditional idea of marriage, you talk about women being the center of the family, this is also based on 666, right? This is the traditional lies of the religions, that a woman's purpose is to procreate and to look after children. But in reality, her natural instincts, which are the actual word of God, placed in your mind as your true love and true will, is to do what? To have a few children, but to be averse by labor and pregnancy such that she stops having them after about three or less, and then goes on with her life to experience various things for the sake of pleasure. Women are fundamentally designed to enjoy the things men create, to enjoy culture, to enjoy art, to enjoy experience, travel, to enjoy learning about things more than being an expert at them or doing them. Women are designed, therefore, to have lots of hobbies and to want to be novices at things as opposed to professionals. That's why the whole career woman thing is not good for women, because it blocks their desire to experience and to share knowledge and to experience things as pleasure, which is what women are designed to do. They're not designed to be a modest.
You got to find an important point there, because I saw that point actually raised on Tucker Carlson a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We raised the idea that the leftists and globalists don't want the women's role as a worker taken away, and they actually talked about the cost in dollars and billions of dollars to the economy by taking women out of their worker role, which is what's going on in society, right?
Well, we can almost see how a lot of the radical feminism that's being taught is kind of a sabotage of any real feminism, because real feminism would have to be against the teachings of these so-called traditional religions that were invented by 666. That are heresy, really. They're heresy. You can confirm their heresy just by comparing them to logic and to the Bible and Quran and Torah and so forth. And what I'm saying is that, no, women's role in life is not to be a modest, chaste, sexless housewife, right? That's not what she's supposed to be. Women are designed to be hedonists who enjoy things for the pleasure and entertainment of it. They enjoy being passive objects of some kind of satisfying experience. So they enjoy, in other words, rather the passiveness of experiencing something than the satisfaction of doing or producing something, which is why men enjoy work for its own sake, but women enjoy doing various things for pleasure as a hobby as opposed to a career. Therefore, women should have a lot more options in the kind of things they can do for work and the kind of things that they can do for pleasure. Because remember also that a lot of the jobs men do depend on women as the consumers, right? Various kinds of art and entertainment, various kinds of cuisine, restaurants, wine, right? Alcoholic beverages. All these things depend on women's desire for entertainment and socialization in order to be profitable. Because, right, clothing, malls, a lot of malls are now shutting down because nobody's going there to buy. Not just because of the internet, I think. It's also because women are now enslaved. And fundamentally, right, what 666 has always been doing, whether it was the Pope or the Muslims or the Jews, it was always the same thing. He fundamentally sees woman as a kind of cow that he can use to produce milk and offspring. He wants to enslave women.
In fact, one of them as a resource. Now, my family, of course, and our family on the Syrian side are Maronite Christians, and the Muslims over there and the Arabs, they basically say man, camel, sheep, goat, woman. Woman's way at the bottom, just for reproduction, basically.
Well, I mean, but it's not just the Muslims, right? As I was saying, it's the Catholic Church as well. And a lot of the Christian teachings, the various Christian denominations, are based on the Catholic heresies and therefore fundamentally the same thing. Fundamentally the same misogyny and the false teachings. Because remember what I said, right? The obsessive focus on venereal pleasure and the female lust and female modesty and chastity, it's totally out of place because the vast majority of sex criminals and perverts are men, right? If you want to get cracked down on sexual perversion, the very first thing you should crack down on is male homosexuals. After that, men in general, because men in general commit almost all of the rapes, almost all of the sex crimes, almost all the fetishistic perversions are men. And not women. So the whole virtue of chastity and modesty is a lie, because women are already chaste by nature, so to speak. I mean, they're already not promiscuous, right? They are hedonistic, but they're not promiscuous by nature. Right. They're seeking all kinds of sensual experience, like through things like travel or art, right? And the things women are good at as well. That's not what women are being encouraged to do. There are things women are naturally better at than men, which is anything involving the sense of vision, smell, taste, or touch. Women are better at sensing with their hands, touch, texture. They're better at sensing visual disorder and making visual order. They're better at sensing visual detail, and they're better at sensing smell and taste than men. So, of course, a lot of the things we stereotypically think of women as doing for hobbies, like cooking or sewing, are based on these senses. But likewise, right, if we have a more flexible idea of job options for women, we can purposely have women do jobs part-time, right, not full-time, not as a boring career that will destroy their mind, but as simply a chore to be done, things that involve manual dexterity and visual acuity or a sense of smell and taste, right? Because women are going to be better at judging things like fashion and art and wine and cuisine than men, right? They're going to be better at things like operating delicate machinery, at putting things together that are small and delicate than men are. So all sorts of jobs, both pleasurable jobs that they would consider to be hobbies, as well as chores that they would consider to be more boring, like factory jobs. Many of these things women are naturally better at than men, but we're not focusing on having women do different jobs than men, because there's a big lie out there that men and women are the same, which is leading to a lot of this prostitution stuff. Women thinking they have to do stuff they don't enjoy instead of doing things that they are naturally good at or do enjoy.
Okay, we got another minute or two left.
Men who are satisfied by work itself. Right. Men.
Okay, Matt, I got a comment here before we close here. Working. Yeah, let me close the comment. So basically you're saying the role destruction is destroying not only society, but destroying women and their natural role. It's destroying men and actually feminizing men. It's destroying the family. It's destroying, for example, this is also abortion as a consequence of this destruction of the role and the natural behavior, right?
Well, yes, the abortion is the result of the idea that you have to save your life from a baby, right?
Right.
Or that you should be having sex for pleasure instead of having it for procreation, right?
Right. Amazing analysis. Thank you, Matthew. We will be back tomorrow.
All right.
Firing Line Wellness. Get your questions in to Michelle by email or contact us. Harley Schlanger, Dr. Betty Martini will be back with Stephen Fox and a reporter about Dr. Stoller being attacked by San Francisco Legal. Well, we're giving back.